Thank you, Kim. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder at 720 WGN. On Sunday afternoon, I was just, you know, hanging around the house. I get this alert that there's a shooting at a Madden NFL 19 video game tournament in Florida. And I just remember thinking, what next? This is happening all over the place. Two people who were at this event, Taylor Poindexter and Marquise Williams. Hi, you guys. You're both here from Chicago, and you were attending that video game tournament, right?
That's right.
I can't even imagine. You're just going to have fun. You guys obviously are big gamers. You're from Chicago's South Side, correct?
Right.
So you're going there to have a fun afternoon and play some video games. It's a big tournament going on, and a lot of us have watched that video where you hear shots ring out. You're there eating pizza. What goes through your mind at first when you hear these noises? Do you think it's gunshots?
Well, when we heard the first shot, we actually thought it was a balloon pop because that's what it sounded like. And then shortly after, when we heard the continuous round, we was like, okay, there's no balloons here. And me and Marquise actually caught a glimpse of the shooter from where we were sitting at, and we saw him, two hands on the gun, walking backwards, just firing rounds. By that point, me and him had hit the ground, and we were trampled. We was pushing our way through, crawling out into safety. And between the both of us, Marquise made it out first, and then shortly after, I was behind him, and I saw him, and I'm calling out to him. I'm like, babe, something wrong with my ankle. I can't run. So he picked me up, and we actually go to around the corner to where we've seen a cargo elevator, which wouldn't open. And right next door, there's the back way to the nearby Mexican restaurant where we've seen an employee had the door open. And we're going towards him saying, hey, let us in. But he closes the door. So we're not sure if it's because he wasn't understanding that what was going on next door or out of fear. But we wasn't sure if it was EA personnel or the gaming bar personnel that came and said, hey, there's an active shooter next door. Let us in. So he let us in, and the employees of the restaurant, even the manager of the restaurant, was guiding people into the restroom and telling them to remain there until police got on scene to make sure it's all clear for us to leave. And I'm in a stall, in a bathroom stall, with my ankle and my leg propped up because by that point it was swollen. And by the time that we was cleared to leave out, Marquise went and got a police officer telling them that I needed medical attention. And by the time him and that police officer came, I was already being escorted out for medical attention. And then we were taken to a nearby hospital.
I can't even imagine the terror you two went through. You're just there to do a fun gaming. You sat down to eat pizza. You know, you're from Chicago. We're from Chicago. I know there are a lot of shootings going on here. Did you ever think in a million years anything would break out there?
No, actually, we didn't. To be honest, when we walked into the game bar the first time the day before the tournament started, I actually took notice of where the exit points were and the entry points. But I honestly thought that the chances of something happening were relatively low.
Yep, that's where we've all changed. I mean, with all these mass shootings going on, you start going to a movie and you look for the exits. You go in anywhere and you look for the exits. We've kind of been trained to do that, right, Marquise?
Yes, especially in my line of work, we're always looking for exits. We're always looking for an easy way out in the case of a disaster, something like this.
Taylor, a moment or so ago, you said that you saw the shooter. You could see you were that close. How close approximately were you to the shooter, would you say?
We were about, I would say, 20, 30 feet, and then we were like about 10, 15 feet away from the exit.
Is there a thought at that point when you realize you're that close to somebody with a gun who's shooting at a crowd that it your number could be up, or is that crossing through your head at that point?
Well, what was crossing through my mind was we need to get down because we wasn't sure if he was going to change his aim. as we said before, we didn't see his face. We saw his silhouette and behind him, so we could see the color shirt he had on, which was an army green shirt, gray sweatpants, and not to sound funny or anything like that, but his hair resembled the color of Peppermint Patty from the Peanuts.
Mm.
And we could see him with holding a handgun, two hands on it, and he's just walking backwards, just firing rounds. So our first instinct was we need to get down because he's backing up. We don't know if he's going to turn around and start firing towards the bar.
You know, most of us are lucky enough not to be in a situation like this, and we're very sorry that you had to be involved. We're so thankful that you came out okay, but you don't even have time to think. You just react. Would that be accurate?
Yes,
that's very accurate. For me personally, just like her, I did see the shooter backing up as he was taking multiple shots. And at that point, our brains didn't comprehend anything else except there's a shooter, get down and run. And our body did the rest. If I felt any pain, I didn't feel it until after the adrenaline wore off.
And Taylor, you mentioned your ankle. You had twisted it from the crowds maybe being trampled. Did you feel pain, or you just knew you couldn't get up and walk on it?
I didn't feel the pain until I made it outside and I saw Marquise, and I was trying to get up, run towards his direction. So after the adrenaline rush, I didn't feel any pain.
It's amazing. Our bodies just take care of us. They just try to get us out of harm's way.
Yeah. What about the crowd? How would you describe the crowd's behavior? I'm guessing chaotic at that point. You don't know which direction to run in, do you?
Before the shooting, everybody was calm and collected.
Yeah.
And everyone was just enjoying themselves and having a good time. And then after the shooting, what you said was correct. It was chaos. People were running all over the place. By the time we actually got outside, we saw people running. They were as far as half of a football field. Everyone was running, trying to find a place of safety. There were people behind us who magically appeared in front of us. It was a very hectic scene.
And to add to this, you don't know at that point. I don't even know if this crosses your mind with all that's going on. But you say to yourself, I'm seeing one shooter, but how do I not know there's a second or third shooter right around the corner, right?
Well, that's correct. That actually didn't even cross neither one of our minds. We just saw one shooter, and we just took off in the opposite direction.
When you were walking into the competition, were there metal detectors? I know that's they probably screened bags and backpacks. Were there any metal detectors?
No.
No metal detectors, and they actually didn't screen our backpack.
Okay.
But the thing about it was, the only thing that most Madden players come with is a cell phone, wallet, and an extra controller.
Yeah.
If they don't already have one, or, you know, they may have something to drink or something to eat that they brought in. Other than that,
or even headphones to listen to their music while they're playing, but
yeah,
nothing really more than that.
Is this event sponsored by EA Sports, who makes Madden Football? Were they behind this?
It was a sanctioned event, and yeah. both of us were signed up to play.
Yeah, and do you receive any kind of anything from them saying we're horribly sorry for what you endured? We'll do everything in our power to make this better next time. Do they send out a message to you somehow or not?
Not personally, but I believe that they did send out a general statement via social media that they were sorry that anything like this has happened, and their thoughts and prayers go out to those families who lost loved ones, and then also to the survivors.
I have two teenage boys that are into gaming very much, and they watch a lot of these tournaments, and my 15-year-old said, why are there so many guns out here? Why are there so many guns? I just don't understand how that can happen. Your thoughts on guns at this point?
My thoughts on guns, I'm all for getting rid of them altogether.
Going forward for both of you, Marquise and Taylor, as an event comes up of any kind, are you a little more reticent to attend after something like this happens to you? Or do you just say to yourself, this is the world we live in at this point?
I'm definitely more leery about it, but if I get an invitation to a tournament, the first question I ask is, how is the security set up?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm wondering if that will change if there were no metal detectors or anything. I wonder in the future if there will be. Going to a Blackhawks game or White Sox or the Bears, you've got to go through metal detectors. You get your bags checked. It would seem that they would do something like that with a large crowd of people.
And you know what? In the future going forward, if EA Sports decides to put a sanctioned event together and we have to do that to enter, I am completely fine with that. I am not complaining about metal detectors used to make sure that the entire crowd is safe. And I actually have no problem if I'm sitting there with a competitor playing a game and there's a police officer standing right there, marked or unmarked, watching the scene while we can play our game that we are very passionate about safely. I have no complaints about that.
Yeah,
I agree.
It's a minor inconvenience for what could possibly be a life-saving thing.
Sure.
When did you guys return home?
We actually got home yesterday morning around 11:30.
And were you scheduled to return at that time, or did you cut your trip short?
No, we had already scheduled a return yesterday morning.
Are there nightmares after you go through something like this? Is it harder to sleep than normal?
Actually, last night I was able to sleep peacefully, and that's because I was in my own house.
Yeah, that makes sense.
We wish you the best, Taylor Poindexter and Marquise Williams. Marquise, you mentioned with your occupation, with your profession, you're looking for ways out. I'm just curious, what is it that you do for a living?
Well, I'm a paraprofessional with Clearwoods Academy out in Wheaton, and we work with students with autism.
It's a remarkable job you're doing. And Taylor, what do you do?
I am a patient dining assistant at the Shirley Ryan Ability Lab in downtown Chicago.
Look at you. You two helping people and get stuck in a terrible situation. Bless you. We are so glad and thankful that you're okay. And we thank you so much for talking with us. Continued healing.
Thank you.
Thanks to both of you. Wow.
I can't even imagine. I'm like covered in goosebumps listening to them talk because I can't even imagine.
No, it's just a regular day. Everything's going your way. And then something like this pops up, huh? All right, we'll do this. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll close things off, turn things over to Steve in just a little bit. Wendy and I will be on the stream for the bonus hour. That's coming up at 12. We'd love to have you join us. It's Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder on WGN.